Welcome back to the show. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp line. You can query, comment, and criticize. People are greeting us on the WhatsApp. Fakhri Hassan will be very happy to know that he's become a doctor all of a sudden. But yes, we are very familiar with what he has been saying. As the world marks World Alzheimer's Day today, more than 50 million people globally live with dementia, a figure expected to treble in the next 30 years. Smoking, excessive alcohol consumption, diabetes, hypertension are among the 12 risk factors for dementia, according to the medical journal The Lancet on dementia in July 2020. Online for comment is consultant psychiatrist at Stikland Hospital and member of the South African Society of Psychiatrists, Dr. Sihle Nhlabathi. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Good afternoon. You can call me Shafiq. I'm not a sir. That is definitely the case.
Thank you.
All right. But I can call you doctor because you are a doctor. So don't
worry.
You
can call me Shafiq, actually.
Don't worry. I'll call you doctor. That's a good one. All right.
Thank you.
Let's have a look. World Alzheimer's Day, 50 million people globally living with its side effects. But what are the things that are going to increase a person's chances of getting Alzheimer's? I've kind of mentioned them already, but just to go through them again.
Yeah, thank you for that. I think it's important what you mentioned, the risk factors that are associated with getting dementia. I must say that Alzheimer's belongs to a group of dementias is an umbrella term. So people who get Alzheimer's might get it due to lifestyle issues. However, in our context, the most common type of dementia is first HIV-associated dementia, followed by vascular dementia. That is, vascular dementia is very important because it has the highest amount of risk factors that you can try and prevent. So, like you know about diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, they cause damage to the blood vessels. Just like your blood vessels in your heart might be damaged and you can get a heart attack, in your brain also there are blood vessels. And if there are blockages in your blood vessels in your brain, then you develop cognitive disorders, which is what dementia is when you speak about it clinically. So there are a lot of modifiable factors that you can put in. For example, like we said, exercise, the Mediterranean diet, keeping close contact with family members or seeking out support services in the community.
It's interesting you've used the definition vascular dementia. I don't know how many times on the show we've dealt with health scenarios where people say, keep your veins flowing free. And what they mean by that, obviously, is a healthy lifestyle. Exercise makes blood circulate. And, of course, a healthy diet makes sure your blood doesn't get clogged. It's interesting. Yes. It's interesting that it's as basic as that, that if one looks after oneself in times of diet and exercise, that one gives oneself so much of a better chance not to suffer from dementia in the later years.
Definitely. There's a lot that can be done. But I think just because of our lifestyle, you know, we have become more affluent, so we've got more access to all the food that we actually shouldn't be eating and all the food that we don't need. So the lifestyle that we lead now predispose us more. So if we could, as the public, try to go back to basics and use only what you need, you know, that could go a long way to preventing dementia. There's also a disconnect usually in terms of people just thinking about vessel disease in terms of the heart, and they forget that the brain is also sustained by your circulation, and the very same thing that happens in the heart happens in the brain.
No, absolutely. And you also mentioned that HIV also can play a role in this. Just tell us about that aspect of it.
Yes, that's very important in our context. It's actually the leading cause of dementia in South Africa because especially in those that are young. So we know about prevalence of HIV in young people. And you can imagine, for example, a 40-year-old female who has children who are young. They have to be able to prepare for them to be able to go to school. They have to assist them with homework. They need to save money for their futures. Now, if your cognition does not work, then it puts those kids at risk. So the vascular dementia ends up affecting multiple generations within one family.
Interesting stuff indeed. A question has come up here on the WhatsApp line. It says, is Alzheimer's a genetic disease? Sort of like a curveball question just for you.
Yes, well, the certain types of Alzheimer's disease are hereditary, but those are rare. Certainly, if you have a mother and a father that previously suffered from dementia, the chances for you to be at risk of developing dementia are higher. However, even if you carry a genetic risk, there is still things that you could do, like we were talking, a healthy lifestyle, a healthy diet, exercise, and you might not actually end up getting dementia. So having a family member or having a genetic predisposition does not mean that it will occur. So it's not a lost cause, for example. You could still try, even if there is a family history, and you might just not end up suffering from dementia.
That certainly is very, very encouraging to hear. Doctor, a final question, the big takeaway from this. What is your advice to anybody listening to us right now in this linkage that you've made between physical and mental health?
Okay. So I would say that for you and I to be having this conversation, our brains have to be working. You can imagine if you chopped off somebody's head, that's it. Right. And the brain drives everything. So mental health is actually a priority. For example, if you have a disease like heart disease, you need to have enough cognitive capacity to understand what the disease is about, to understand that you need to take a medication, to understand that you need to modify your lifestyle. But if you don't have cognition to recognize that, then it becomes hopeless. So mental health first.
Absolutely.
General health after.
All right. You've given a very clear message. Dr. Sihle Nhlabathi, member of SASOP, which is South African Society of Psychiatrists. Thanks for chatting to us. Stay safe.
I appreciate it, sir. You too. Oh, sorry, Shafi.
No worries.
Bye.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on